Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for angel
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Miss Fanita Deck. She is a female football player who plays in the state of Georgia, and she is also training to be picked for the Olympics, if I'm not mistaken. How are you doing this afternoon, Fanita?
I'm doing well. How are you? And it's Cynthia.
Cynthia, thank you for correcting me, ma'am.
No problem.
So how are things going since the last interview?
Things are going well. I have made the USA team for flag football, and I am also currently working on some TV projects that will be hitting, you know, people's TVs pretty soon. I just got co-ownership in a football-related product, which is going to be pretty awesome because it's definitely a big win for women empowerment, because for me to be the face of a company and have ownership in it as a female, that's definitely pretty awesome. So,
Yes.
So a few things, other things I can't talk about at the moment, but, you know, it's some great things going on.
Great things going on. Yes, yes. And are you an actress also?
I'm not. I more so do reality TV related things. But I actually might be getting into some acting, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, so with the USA team, will you be going all over the world?
So it's for flag football, so I'm going to be actually traveling to like Puerto Rico, Germany, Brazil, Spain. I think other places out in the UK as well. So yeah, it's actually a full schedule. I'm excited.
You should be. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I cannot help but notice you have no stomach, no abs or stomach, and I do. And I just want to know, how did you get rid of that gut? I know you play football, but for just the everyday person, how would they go about getting rid of the gut area, the stomach, the fat? Because I've been reading up on it, and it says that if you have a big stomach, they can lead to a lot of more health problems.
Yes.
So with
belly fat, it all starts with your diet. There's no way around it. There's nothing that you can do physically that will help to get rid of fat if you're having, if you have a bad diet. So 95, I'll say 98% of having a flat stomach, having abs, having a small waist comes from your dieting. And then, of course, after you diet, then, you know, pretty much you're sculpting your body in the gym. But, you know, having a flat stomach is made in the kitchen, sculpting is made in the gym. But you have to make sure your diet is very, very good. I'm not saying that you have to sit here and be a vegan or, you know, eat vegetables all day, every day. But you need to just be aware of what you're putting into your mouth, because that does affect how you look overall. It's just in your stomach. And disease starts in the gut, you know. All types of things start in your stomach. So that's why you see sometimes people randomly have, you know, they're perfectly fine, and then one day they end up with cancer, they end up with, you know, some type of disease out of nowhere. But it all stems from what's going on with their gut. What are they eating? What are they consuming? Are they actually getting in the bathroom consistently? So there's so many things that go into it, you know. But, yeah, diet is key.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't have indigestive problems, do you?
No, not really, because of how I eat, to be honest.
Yeah, because I have this disease called GERD, G-E-R-D, and it's horrible.
Yeah, actually, one of my good friends has that, and he actually is curing it by diet. He's eating a lot healthier. I know he actually was drinking a lot, and that's actually how he ended up getting it. But he doesn't drink as much. He said he used to drink Fireball all the time. Why you would do that to yourself? I don't know. But
okay.
I know he said that caused him a lot of issues, and then just, of course, bad dieting. So now he's changed his diet up, and he's doing well. So again, that's not your diet. You can cure anything with diet. It doesn't matter what disease you have or what you have going on. You can cure anything with good diet.
I don't know. It makes me wonder sometimes. I've had this since I was about 1996, and I had this before I became a diabetic, this disease, this illness, GERD, because I'm a type 2 diabetic. So I got a lot of things going on. I've been a type 2 diabetic since 1998 and had GERD since about 1996. So, of course, I look at your photos and things, and I talk to you and interview you, and I'm just wondering, she's so healthy, you know.
I'm
26 years old. I was 26 years old and 28 and had all those illnesses.
Well, no, I'm literally telling you the cure. It's what you put in your mouth. That's it. I know everybody's trying to make it seem like it's a big secret or some big, you know, long explanation on how to lose weight, how to cure yourself, how to not have diseases or whatever. It's literally what you're eating. And that's a proven fact. That's not something that, you know, we're trying to figure out that's actually accurate. No, it's very accurate. So, honestly, I tell everybody, definitely cure somebody that's sick, if you have any type of illnesses going on, you need to go vegan. And I'm not saying be vegan all your life, but cleanse your body. You have to cleanse your body. You have to put good food in your body so that your body can put out good results. If you're consuming bad food all the time, your body has no choice but to eventually break down. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or it doesn't matter if you're 80. So if you're eating bad food,
are you a vegan?
I was vegan for 6 months. I recently stopped being vegan. Only
you stopped what now? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I said I was vegan for 6 months. And I literally stopped being vegan it was like 4 or 5 months ago, just because as an athlete, I just got too busy. And my meal prep lady, she just kind of fell off the face of the earth. But I am actually going to take time out of my schedule regardless and go back vegan starting January 1st. That's my goal, because I've never felt that good in my life, you know. And I don't want to I just can't explain it, you know. It was the best decision I ever made. So I recommend that for anybody, you know. Definitely if you have any type, like diabetes or anything like that, it's almost important. It's almost like to do that.
You don't eat a lot of meat?
I don't. Not at all.
Okay, I've started back to eating meat. And So that may be why. Like I said, I've been living with these diseases, diabetes, type 2, and GERD a very, very, very long time.
And I'm telling you how to cure it, right? I'm telling you.
You're telling me how to cure it, food. Watch what I put in my mouth.
That's it.
And I love vegetables. And for a while, the vegetables, it works out all right. But everybody's telling me, you know, well, not everyone, but two or three people have told me that I've lost weight. And I'm looking really good, but I still got that gut.
Mm-hmm.
And they also told me something wrong with the doctor's scales. So they said because they can look at my clothing and see that I've lost weight. But the stomach is there.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying that the stomach is still there, even though I've lost weight. I used to be 325 pounds, and now I'm like down to 190. But my family is telling me there's something wrong with my doctor's scales. Because there are pants they've seen me wear that I have to wear belts with, but yet scales aren't changing at the doctor's office too much. I don't have scales here. Yeah, they said it looks like I've lost about 25 pounds. At one time I was 325 at one time in my life, and now I've got back down. So I got down at about 7 years ago to about 188, 187.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And now I don't know what I am because my scales tore up and I haven't bought anymore. But I'm so fascinated by you and your health and the football and you're a young black woman. And I just, it's amazing how far black women have came. Women, period, have came so far. I was looking at the elections. And I said, women have come so far.
No, we have. That's a beautiful thing. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited to have a daughter just to see, like, just where we will be as far as, like, women empowerment and things like that by the time I actually have a child, you know. So that's why I do what I do, so that I can, you know, when I do have a daughter, I can tell her, look, I did everything I wanted to do. You know, I dominated in the
daughter. Some people make it seem like it's awful to be single. You know, and my sister told me, so what? Tell my sister, well, what if you're not married? So what? Big deal. So what?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the big deal?
I'm like, and you're 31-year-old like, woman, and I'm thinking, with that type of stuff, you know, of course society's gonna always put pressure on people, you know, when you're not married or you don't have children. Like for me, like I'm 27, I don't have any kids, never been married, and people always ask me, oh, we gonna have a baby, and I'm just like, well, I have to get married first. I'm not just gonna have a kid and then be out here being a single mom. I'm not doing that. So, you know,
you don't wanna be a single mom?
No. Okay. Yeah, I watched my sister do that in I feel like she's one of the strongest women I know because she raised four kids by herself, you know, and I seen the struggle and I seen the pain and things that she had to go through that, you know, it made me aware of making good decisions with men. Because at the end of the day, the guy can always walk away, you know, but most of the time, not saying all the time, but most of the time, the woman is the one that's stuck to suffer and stress and have to deal with the kids and stuff, and I just don't think that's fair. And so, for me, you know, I'm very big on old tradition stuff when it comes to, like, relationships. And, you know, I would never want to put myself in a position to be where, you know, I have to raise my kids by myself. And I came from a home where, you know, my mom, you know, she pretty much raised us by herself. My dad wasn't in the picture for a long time. I had a stepfather, but, you know, that relationship was what it was. And so, I know what I felt when I, you know, wanted to know where my dad was and why he wasn't around. So I will never put my own children, if I can help it, I don't think it's fair.
In that position.
It's not fair because the kids suffer. I mean, yeah. So
the kids do suffer. They do. It's the kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because children can feel when they're wanted.
Exactly. I was young. I was like 6 or 7, like, I felt that, you know, I felt like, okay.
But I said they wanted if there's an absent parent. if there's an absent parent,
my mom may feel
like they're not wanted.
Yeah, she tries to do everything, and you know, to make it seem like, okay, it's not you. And it's not that he doesn't want you, it's just, you know, this and that or whatever. And now me and my dad's relationship is great, but back then, you know, of course, as a kid, you don't know. So, like I said, I am busting my ass to not make a decision to where that can happen for my own kid. So, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah, I have lost weight. I've lost about 25 pounds, maybe 30 pounds. Scales don't screw it, so I'm going to have to get my own scales. Mine tore up.
Yeah.
You know, I've had two or three of my family members comment on my weight because I had started to gain some back, gained about 40 pounds back. And then I didn't know I had lost weight until they started telling me. Talking about what the doctor said, they said, that's got to be wrong. They say you lost about two or three sizes. So that's good news for me.
So you're
a fitness trainer. Aren't you a fitness trainer?
I'm an online trainer for the most part. I don't really do it one-on-one anymore, but I do online training.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to get you to help me. I got to collect the money for it, though. But I'm going to have to get you to help me.
Yeah, I have meal plans and I have workout plans online that you can follow.
Okay.
And it has videos of me doing all the exercises so you know exactly what you're doing. It's only $50. It's not overly priced or anything like that. But, you know, I have a lot of client results. I have a result page that shows, you know, my clients that started where they're at now. And it's been amazing. You know, it's been amazing to see, you know, my online client transformation just by speaking. 30 days.
So do you have like an exercise video or something?
Yeah, so what I was just talking about, it comes with a video. And,
yeah.
All you got to do is just follow it. That's it. And make sure you're actually using the diet, the meal plan. Because if it comes with a meal plan, you're not going to see the results that you want to see.
Okay. I'm not going to see the results I want to see because of the meals, the diet.
Yep.
So do you help people with their diet, or do they come up with it on their own? I mean, what do you do as a trainer, online trainer?
I have meal plans. So, I mean, all they got to do is buy the groceries and follow along to what I put in the meal plan, and that's it. When you get my stuff, I give you everything. You just got to make sure that you're doing it.
Got to make sure. That's going to be the problem right there, motivation. Keeping myself motivated. That would be the hard part because I really need to lose this gut. I had gallbladder removal, and I was thinking about you. I said, well, Shanita did. She may possibly get to try out for the Olympics. She's already on the USA team, going all over the world, and she plays female football. And I said, I'm going to have to get in touch with this young lady. But that's what you are to me, a young black lady who's doing well. Very successful.
Thank you. I'm trying.
You remind me of my sister. My sister's more academic, so she speaks four or five languages. I said to myself, she puts me in mind of my sister Amy. Amy's more into politics and foreign languages, so you're athletic. And I said, these young women are doing so great.
Yeah,
and to know that you might even get to go to the Olympics, possibly, it's not definite. But, you know, just knowing that is, you know, I'm like, wow. Wow, and I interviewed her. So I have to ask you a question. What happens when you go to these countries? They pay for your hotel and suites and things like that and your food? You get a salary and all that, right? Like the men do?
It depends. Of course, for women, it's always different. The budget is always different. But there is professional teams, which is what I'm actually training for, which where, you do get a salary. But then there's teams that you can go out, you can be a part of, and then you can later get picked up to go pro. So
how long have you played football?
I've played football now for about 4 years.
Four years?
Yep.
Okay, since you're 23. What made you decide to do that? Were you athletic all your life? Were you a cheerleader? I mean, were you into pageants? I mean, what were you like when you were, like, younger, like 16 to 20, 22?
I literally played sports since the day I could walk. So I was athlete all my life. I ran track all my life, went to college for it on a scholarship, tried to go pro in track, but ended up getting injured. Then I got recruited to play tackle football. I did that for about a year. Figured out that it wasn't for me. It's not lucrative at all, and you're just sacrificing your body for no money, no exposure. So I decided to stop playing that. And then I did. While I was playing tackle football, I was also playing flag football. So I've been doing that since, like I said, about 4 years now. And now I'm at the USA team for flag football. And then recently, about 9 months ago, I decided to start playing rugby. And now I'm playing rugby, and now I'm hoping to go pro and make the USA team, Olympic team.
Well, weren't you pro there in Georgia, in Atlanta, the team you played for there? What was the name of that team? Tell the people listening the name of your team.
We're called the Harlequins, Atlanta Harlequins.
Yeah, that's the team. So you're no longer with them.
Oh, no, I am.
You are?
Rugby.
Okay, you are with them. Okay. All
right. Yeah, I stopped playing tackle football.
Oh, tackle football. Okay.
Yeah, but I play rugby.
So what's the difference in tackle football and regular football that women play?
I mean, it's different versions of football for us. I mean, like I said, I play flag, which is we're not in pads. We're not tackling. We're just trying to grab each other's flag, you know, and then tackle, like NFL for women.
You get hurt that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Tackle football. Yeah. Do you have the helmets and things, too?
Okay.
Any men have? Okay. Well, maybe one day in my lifetime, if not my lifetime, in my grandchildren's lifetime, women's football will be where the men's pro football is at. And now, it's maybe time for now. You all will be filling out arenas and making 10 and 20 million like the pros do, the NFL football team, the men.
That's a big controversy with it now. So, I mean, we're trying to get to a point where we're getting paid at least something, because we're not getting paid anything, you know, not even $5, you know. So it's like, I don't think it's fair that we're practicing and we're making the same sacrifices, abusing our bodies, you know, not being able to see our kids, you know, the same way that, you know, the guys are, you know, because we're trained all the time. So it's like, I feel like
you don't get paid.
Why can't we just like our women's football, there's no payment.
So that's why you're trying to go pro, because that's where the money, you can get paid for what you do.
Yeah, rugby, you can go pro and make the Olympics. Women's football, there is no, I mean, you can get sponsors, but you're not getting no salary. So, you know,
but you still get paid
something,
right, if you have sponsors.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, I'd rather get paid a salary and have fun.
Yeah, that would be right. That would be fair, especially in 2018.
Right.
That would be great if that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that women get paid a salary the same as men do. I know at college football, they're trying to get it. I've been reading articles for athletes get paid a salary. There's no more than $300 or $400 a month or $500 a month because the colleges and universities are the college. What, ma'am?
I wish that was happening when I was in school.
Yeah, because they say it's not fair that the colleges and the universities are making all this money, making billions even, and hundreds of millions, and even though they're getting 4 years on scholarship, they said it should be more. If they're making $1 billion, then, you know, with one game, one major game, I guess university game, then they can afford to pay them something. It would help them budget, too, and learn how to handle finances. We're not talking about millions of dollars like the pros, you know. That's what I'm not suggesting that, but just not up to me. But maybe $500,000 a month.
Right. I mean, something.
I mean, because they're advertising for them, too. They're advertising for them when they play football and sign with them and win tournaments and things. So I believe all the athletes should be paid a salary, male and female, not just men, in college and universities.
That's my opinion, in track
and everything else. Because, you know, people like you, when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, or 23, are the ones who are not, you're playing the sport, and you're also advertising.
Right.
That you should be treated somewhat like an employee to be paid, because that's advertisement. Because the crowds come to see the team.
Right.
That those games, so running, softball, track, basketball, women's basketball, all of them, men's basketball, men's football, women's football, we should all be paid a salary, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the final say, so, but I believe that would be fair.
Right.
Most people say, well, they have the scholarships. They have the scholarships, they have this and that, but I know there are extra things that college students want, who have scholarships. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I know I do. So, yeah. That just has to be.
You know, and they can send a little money back home if they want to. It's all about fairness and equality. Fairness and equality in sports with colleges and universities. Fairness. America hasn't been so great on fairness in recent years since President Obama has got out of office, and before President Barack Obama, who I think did the best he could. It's just things that I see, in my opinion. I've read articles on it in Huffington Post and things like that that let me know. You know, that brought it in my horizon, too, because I never thought of that. I knew when I was in college that athletes received scholarships, and I'm thinking, well, he's right. They should get more than a scholarship, because when those people buying those tickets and coming to those colleges and universities, they're coming there because of the athletes. A lot of times people come there to watch the games and pay to see the games just to see the athletes, see their winning team win or lose.
Right.
What you think about that? You say you wish they had that when you were going. It's coming. All that's coming about. Change is coming, but it's slow.
Right.
It's slow. Change is slow.
The
old dragons don't want to see things change.
Right. No, I mean,
you know.
I just think it's a beautiful thing that they're considering that, because, like I said, when I was in college, back, you know, I graduated in 2014, so it would have definitely been great to have extra money and to be paid to actually do my sport, you know. So I like the fact that they're considering that and that the future generations will be paid for.
An extra $700,000, do you think that's too much for a college or university to pay now if they're making $1 billion?
Well, I mean, it's all
$2 billion.
I mean, that's like I said, that's one of the biggest controversies there is, you know, sports and college sports for money. So, you know, like I said, I'm glad that it's a conversation now. So hopefully it'll go through.
Yes, it is a great conversation. It was in Huffington Post, a Huff Post, and Daily Kos. I read those digital magazines and
right.
newspapers. I subscribe to them. So,
okay.
Miss Anita, did I pronounce your name right, or did I get it wrong again?
It's Cynthia.
Cynthia, I want you to come back on Show Talk with Angela Buck to let everyone know if you get that. Let us all know how you are doing over there in those other countries.
Will.
You may have to do it when you get back. But I wish you great success, young woman.
Thanks.
Successful young black woman. I wish you great success and blessings. I hope you make $20 million, $50 million.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because I get to tell everyone that I interviewed a female football player.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're welcome back anytime. And I would like to do a follow-up interview to find out how you are doing. You know, that could be something you put on your platform, pushing for colleges and universities to pay athletes.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to. Yeah, because this is the third interview I did on that. That's all, equality. You know, people don't like change. You know, it's going to be people that already get scholarships, get tuition free and meals. But I think it would be more equal and fair if they got paid.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I hope things change where women can get paid for football, too. It's not something I'm into, but I will be contacting you about the stomach and the food and stuff, but motivating myself is going to be the hardest part at all.
We can do it, though. You got it. All right.
Yes, okay. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the interview. All right, everyone, that was Miss Deck. Okay, you just finished listening to Miss Deck. She's a female football player, wonderful young woman, as you can tell by the conversation and the interview. Talented, smart, and she's beautiful. Beautiful young lady. And she has no stomach. I've had a stomach since I was like in the 9th or 10th grade, and I've never known why. I thought it was just the way I was shaped. But thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to the next interview. God bless you all, and God bless Miss Deck. Thank you for listening.